Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John, give us your website, please.
My business is mpninc.com and tabsanantonio.com. Nationally, we're at thealternativeboard.com. And I've got a new one up, Jim, johnfdeeney.com.
All right. I'm glad about that. And then, and of course, your books are available there on your johnfdeeney.com site?
Yes. And, okay. Of course, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. So like check that. All those out. And tabboards.com is the national organization that John's a member of. And you help small business CEOs through the groups that you pull together, the non-competing CEOs coming together periodically and to talk about their business. That's what you do for a living, isn't it?
Yes. We facilitate them once a month in groups of 8 or 10. As you said, non-competing, and they get together and they discuss what's going on in their business. And not surprisingly, they find out that somebody else has been there before.
They're not the only ones who has this problem. It's amazing.
No, the biggest comment we hear from new members after the first meeting is, I thought I was the only one.
Exactly. Yeah, folks, that's the greatest myth. That's the greatest myth that will take you down if you don't get over it. John, let's go back to talking about going to market these days in the age of the customer. And I asked the question, you know, we got a couple of groups of salespeople out there. We got the grizzled guys who still remember when you could make cold calls and make a living that way. And now that they're meeting the resistance, they don't know what to do about it. And so, as you say, they're kind of sitting on their duffs and sending emails and then a proposal on never leaving the office. And then you got the young kids who don't know anything else, right? They don't know anything but the virtual marketplace.
Right. And they think they're connected because, you know, they're sending 100 texts and 100 emails every single day.
And it works when they talk to their friends, right? Their friends get right back to them.
Right. But they don't understand how much it's because they know their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sorry, I'm an older guy. I don't think a friend of a friend of a friend that you met on Facebook and chat with is really a friend.
Right.
When you've never actually met them.
Well, and see, this comes back to my point early on in our visit, John, how this is changing the way we train and prepare salespeople to go to market. You and I don't, you know, you're not as old as I am, but I can remember, I mean, I was hitting the trail with talking to people in the marketplace about buying stuff many decades ago when I was a pup. And so I've gone through all the generations of selling and all the different eras of selling. The one we're in right now is different from all those others, John.
Yes. And, you know, another thing, Jim, is those two groups have a tough time communicating. The older guys, you know, I've worked with a business owner whose sales force calls on large chain stores nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And he said last week, he said, you know, we have found out if the chain store has a 30-year-old buyer, don't bother sending a 60-year-old salesman to call on them.
Yeah. Interesting.
They just don't communicate well.
Very, very interesting. Well, but what if it's the other way around, though? What if it's a 60-year-old buyer? What if you reverse that?
That isn't as bad. Mm-hmm. That isn't as bad. A 60-year-old buyer understands a young salesperson, and may even have some empathy for them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're a 60-year-old salesperson and you're calling on a 30-year-old buyer and you don't ask about their Facebook and Twitter and you know, whatever they're doing, you know, from a social media standpoint, if you don't ask about how they want to be connected with, then you're not going to make it. You're not going to be successful with that person.
Right. Right. You have to be able to communicate the way they prefer to communicate, but you still have to get the face-to-face. Electronic communication is good for giving information. It is terrible for influencing people.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you seen inside a company two employees get into it on email because one was using it to tell the other one what he should be doing?
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it goes back to Nesbitt. You know, John Nesbitt, 30 years ago, said in Megatrends, he said, the more high-tech we have, including social media, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. Mm-hmm. High-touch is not going to go away. It's just that we have to think about, you know, we have to apply it differently. And, John, I appreciate you giving us your perspectives today. I always do a great job. Give us those websites again, please.
Check out my new one, johnfdaney.com.
All right.
I just got that up a couple weeks ago.
They can find all the other stuff off of there, can't they?
Sure.
So check it out, folks. His books are there, too. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Jim, always great. Love to be
with you. We'll see you next time. John Deany, ladies and gentlemen, D-I-N-I, if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.